Hey, Justin.
Hello.
So, a pretty nice way to end the tour, I guess. Some unexpected, things happened, but overall, you guys had a spectacular, some spectacular results. Obviously, Ivan's result today was not unexpected, but certainly great to see that his form is continuing, eh?
Yeah, it's been an interesting start. You know, it's a really interesting tour in general. Not like where it's been the last 2 years, having a couple guys like right up at the front the whole time. But we keep working hard, and our techs really came through this tour like never before. I think we're probably one of the few teams that really never missed. There was a lot of classic races, and they just really, really nailed the wax, and that kept our guys in the hunt on days where it was pretty tough. And I think with bad skis, we would have been way out and never really recovered, because even Devin, you know, was having some really tough days, and without the kind of skis that they were provided, we would have really had a hard time. So I really take my hat off to my technicians, and they came through, and the guys also, the athletes just kept fighting, and even Devin today is frustrated and tough. It's been a tour for him. You know, he put on his bib again today and went out there and gave it his best, and he had a good day. And, I mean, 12th in the tour is a respectable finish no matter what, and especially on a year where he had a lot of finishes where he's in the 40s and 50s. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great day for Devin. He was 13th, I believe, and I think last year he was in the 20s, so on today's stage. So he's really showing that his form's coming back. So I guess one of the big surprises is Len Vallis, eh? He's really shown that he started off as a top sprinter or a potential top sprinter, and now he's really got the distance. He seems to have it down going well as well.
Yeah, I mean, probably the most exciting thing for all of us is the fact that now our relay is like, we knew at the end of the season Len could ski distance when he was fit and everything, but now he's fit right early in the season, and his contribution to the relay team is going to be massive, and I think it puts us as, you know,
yep,
a strong favorite for a medal. And I wouldn't go beyond saying that, you know, but I think we have a lot of different options with our relay team. So based on how everybody's doing, we can switch things around to give ourselves the best opportunity. And we're not stuck with just one relay order, you know, where we have to put someone in the first leg or whatnot. So it's I feel pretty good about where we are with the relay situation coming into World Championships.
Yeah, that's something that we're all looking forward to seeing as well. When I spoke with you in Quebec City, it was a kind of a different situation. You're having a tough time of the season, but you always have, in every interview, have said the same thing, that you believe the guys have the form and things are going to come together. And sure enough, at the end of the Tour de Ski, you're starting to see that come to fruition. So that's got to feel good.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a bit of a relief, but you know, when I see what I saw this summer and fall in training, I know the fitness is better than last year. So, yeah, I mean, I know from the workouts, everyone was in better shape this year. So it was kind of frustrating to not be seeing that, especially in Canada. I mean, I wanted the team to ski well there, but at the same time, you know, to make them ski well there, I would have had to cut the training back to zero. And yeah, maybe they would have skied well there, but we would have come out with the rest of the season as a kind of a wash. I mean, it's really, we had a really tough schedule this year with the two races in Europe and then the two in Canada and then back over here. And so, I knew the fitness was there for the guys, and it was fun to see it coming out now. And I think there's going to be a lot more this year. It's going to be a really great second half of the season here.
Sounds like it will be. So right now, everybody, you're on your way to Munich, I understand, and then everybody sort of gets a bit of a break until the next World Cup in France?
Yeah. Well, the next World Cup is in Liebrecht, and Lenny will race that one, that single sprint race.
Okay.
Until then, everyone's kind of scattering. Alex is going to southern France with his girlfriend, and Lenny's going to Egypt, and Devin's going to Oslo, and Ivan's going back to Canmore. So everybody gets like a week off, basically. And then we'll kind of regroup in about 8 or 9 days in France, in Pradelis, and have a little training camp there, and then go to La Clusa World Cup, and then another little training camp in Pradelis, and then we go to Sochi and do the pre-Olympics. So,
mm-hmm. So a little bit of a rest, and then back into the mix again. Sounds good, Justin. Well, listen, thanks so much for spending time, and we want to thank the whole team. And, you guys had a great tour, very exciting racing for all of us back home, and we want to wish you all the best for the rest of the season.
Great. Thanks a lot, Benjamin.
All the best. Take care.